You're listening to Beauty, Strength, and Dominance, the official podcast of Lingerie Fighting Championships. And now, here's your host, Michael Lutkin!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Beauty, Strength, and Dominance, the official LFC Lingerie Fighting Championships podcast. My name is Mike Larkin. Guess who's back? Back again. Ceccarelli's back. Tell a friend. Lauren, the adventurous Ceccarelli, we are having you back on here to watch your second ever LFC bout against Angelica, the Italian knockout Cole from LFC 38 and Talk Goddess Among Us. How you doing tonight? It's great to see you as always.
I am doing well. How about you?
I cannot complain because I'm going to tell you something right now, folks, and I said this to you before we got on air. This is a shot of, dare I say, sass mixed with put some respect on my name, because this particular bout gave us one of the best doggone, dare I say, doggone moments of it's Ceccarelli, get it right. Katia Cortez, my name is Ceccarelli. Cesarelli, fuck that noise. My name is Ceccarelli. If you're going to get my name, get it right. Boom, like I'm at a call in the Undisputed Era. Oh, my goodness. But... oh, I'm really looking forward to watching this with you because, again, you've concluded some more memorable moments in this particular LFC history. So before we get into it, how are you feeling coming off of another extensive and great bout? Like I said, this was another one. Even in defeat, you killed it.
Thank you. I feel a lot better this time than I did last time, even though I lost last time and I won this. I mean, I won last time and I lost this time, but I was a lot more confident in myself. Maybe I shouldn't have been because I lost. But, you know, we'll see. I don't know.
I will say this as far as just what you stated as far as, like, going into your bout. I mean, this time, I think what was great about this time, and I'll say this full-heartedly and honestly here, like, more of, okay, LFC 31, I was nervous, which, by the way, if you've not checked out LFC Exposed, because I will be putting that in this show today, folks. Yo, Joe Kane, silver medalist. Friggin', she looks like she would be on the blue team. She's not pink team material. Like, just
he's just mad because he lost. He's just mad because he lost. And that's that. That's that. His girl lost. She was supposed to be a vet. And I beat her ass. And he's mad about it. So, you know, he's coping with it his way.
I was waiting for that just because I'm like, like I said, watching those events back. If you're not a VIP member, doggone it, go to lfcfights.com. I'm just like, friggin' just the sass. Like, she's not pink team material, silver. She didn't even win LFC Madness. Like, damn. All right.
She didn't even win this paid contest. Fuck you, Joel.
Joel Kane, you son of a bitch. That's the beauty of Joel. The best is if you watch the clip, folks, at the end, like, he's very sorrow. And what I love about Joel is, again, one of the most entertaining parts of LFC, number one. But number two is just like, they go up and they say your name, Ceccarelli. I'm like, yes, because he was very, that was legitimate. He was shocked. That was a unanimous decision. And well, you got the win in your debut, man. The dub beating the vets. And now we're going to try to do this for a number two against Angelica, the Italian knockout Cole. Now for
you. He should have been shocked. He should have known he was going to fucking lose.
This is what you get for inviting him to the pizza party, man, on FetLife.
Yeah, exactly. Don't put out invites on FetLife. Weirdos like me show up.
Like your style.
Representing the blue team, Lauren, the adventurous Ceccarelli.
I was super nervous because I hadn't fought before. You know, this is my fighting debut. And, you know, all day I hadn't really been nervous. But like just before it, like all of a sudden, like the adrenaline started kicking in and I was like, oh, okay, I hope I can get through this.
I just felt that. I felt that nervousness. Like she came out like maybe like somebody that wasn't supposed to be there or didn't deserve to be there. And that's the kind of the air and the energy that I felt from her. You know, as you know, she was a semifinalist in the whole LFC Madness. You know, she's not even a finalist. She didn't even, you know, she was like silver medalist. She's like technically like the bronze medalist. She really felt like a semifinalist to me.
She also was a semifinalist in the LFC Madness. So she's obviously a crowd favorite as well. And with that outfit, I can see she's a favorite of ours as well.
Coach Monique is very harsh, but she definitely gets the job done. She's stern, but it works.
Ciccarelli going through the final step there and now stepping into the ring.
Oh, yes.
Excited for her debut.
Usually with lingerie, there's usually like pink or black or red, and I figured not a lot of girls would be in green, so I decided to pick that as an option. I also really like the color green. Seeing that Sheena had so many wardrobe malfunctions, I'm really glad that I wore pasties and a bra and my teddy all together so I could be super protected.
All right, here we go. Fight, fight, fight! Gonna kick some...
So, weirdo. Are you ready to watch the second bout? Because again, stealing the show, we're going to talk about some lingerie. I'm about to pull this bad boy up. You ready to watch along with me?
Yes.
All righty. Here we go, folks. This is Angelica Cole versus Lauren Ciccarelli, LFC 38, Angels and Little Devils. Terry the Feisty Fist London, legendary LFC fighter, is your referee, Coach Leon. Oh, here we go.
Ciccarelli, indeed.
Exactly. I want to hear Katya say my name. I think Rapta. Sounds pretty darn good.
The Australian Playboy Playmate of the Year.
What a bitch.
The host of the upcoming Goddess Among Us reality series, co-produced by LSC Films, setting the stage here. And listen, they are already engaging right off the top.
Wouldn't even shake my hand.
Didn't even shake the hand. Just went right to the gut, man.
She did not like that.
Like the shots from Angelica Cole.
Like I said, I don't blame you. You had to escape yourself. She was attacking like the spider monkey.
Let me welcome you back in, Coach. Ed.
Wants to spend a little time in the crowd, and Cole wasting zero time just wailing away with big shots to the
body. That hurt a lot.
Oh, my goodness. I bet she's costing you the body shots.
The power on display from the Italians.
She's like a championship boxer. Like,
she is. And that's the thing, too. It's like you're backing off, like, again, doing the typical, like, wrestling.
Kind of stop the action. Like, all right, back off of me.
But at the same time, it's like you're in there with, like, a killer. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this is what happens when you spar the warrior.
It was scary.
And Ciccarelli able to counter now stomps on the leg.
Right.
Ciccarelli, after kind of biding her time with some defensive rope escapes, maybe new to the game, but showing some veteran savvy there.
Yeah,
working the leg on the smart, systematic dissection joint manipulation. Yep.
Well, you know, she's a boxer.
Oh, big stomp to the stomach.
You gotta get her off the feet, you know?
I feel you.
Lays the leg out on the ropes, looking to put some pressure on that. Sits down on it.
That's my favorite move, a little booty bomb.
Can't beat that. Doesn't feel good.
Oh, she's trying to hurt that leg.
Right back down on it, sitting down on it.
Pressure on the knee, on the shin.
Nate did a really funny.
You can see the experienced Angelica Cole feeling the pain right now. Ciccarelli showing some savvy early on in her career. Coach Cindy Sinclair proud of what she's seen thus far. Look at this. Over to the ring. Oh!
Something out of the Bret Hart playbook, man. I was waiting for a figure four in the
steel ring post. My goodness.
I said he take. I know what I'm doing.
California native.
Can I just put over this? Thumbs down to everybody. Love that.
Wow. Back and forth opening round between these two. Clash of styles, clash of body types, and they continue to clash after the bell.
She was ready to go right after that.
Not happy. That's how that ended.
Girl, you're a boxer. You can go around.
Understandable there.
At least the leg looks pretty good. I don't think it doesn't look too damaged. It should be all adrenaline right now.
Oh, I imagine so.
I love it.
Angelica Cole rushing out to the start of round two. Terry London makes sure she's aware. You have to wait for the bell to sound. It has done so now. Now she kind of limps out a little bit. Oh, look at the sweep there from Ceccarelli. Look at that. Sliding little sweep in there.
Pulls her away.
Drags her back and looking to set up a submission on this clearly wounded leg.
It's very much Kurt Angle-esque, grapevine and ankle type of vibes here. Like it.
Cole kicks away to stay alive.
Right.
She's can't even stand at this point.
That leg is just compromised completely.
Talking to Coach Leon Hayter right now. He's
he was ready to throw that towel in.
Oh, she's not going to let it.
He says, no, do not throw in the towel. I am not okay with this. Throws it out.
Into the crowd.
Doug and Coach not allowing Leon Hayter to save her.
Stupid Leon.
Is it wise? I don't know. But she's throwing bombs right now. Understand, time is limited.
That hurts so bad.
And the Italian
and right on the scene. I was like,
big overhand right over the ring and drops Ceccarelli.
Right.
Vogel checking to see if she can continue coaxing her to stand up.
Look at that. You see, Cole can barely stand.
Is it done?
She's waving it off. Can't continue over there. My goodness.
Wow.
Terry London has made the call. It was difficult to see from our viewpoints. We'll have to watch on the replays. But the damage was done Italian knockout.
I don't think she recovered from that overhand right. I think when she dropped, she must have hit that floor hard.
She looks like she's grabbing her shoulder. She's walking out now.
She might have injured her shoulder on the way down.
I just want to say before we finish out that video package, first of all, I love the entrance about you because number one, I even noticed it. You stick out the tongue a lot. Like I said, as we talk about subtleties, intricacies, and nuances, but man, like the sticking out the tongue, like is really rock starish. Like I'm in this bitch. Like I got to say, that's another great part of your entrance. I got to put that
Miley Cyrus, you know, she said, whenever I feel weird, I just stick out my tongue. And I'm like, okay. Because, it makes you look like you totally have your shit together when you don't. Or maybe, sticking out your tongue really makes you look like you have your shit together. I don't know what I'm saying. Sorry.
No, you're fine. Like, I think at the end of the day, it's like, it's that I can't be tamed type of vibe that Miley Cyrus had. And I think also at the same time, like, when you're in that moment, like, it doesn't even matter. Lights go on. I'm this personality. I'm me, but, you know, with the volume turned up. And I think I got to put this over to as well because not only the entrance, but the lingerie this time amplified it from the witch type of vibes we had at Halloween. Very great look into this. I got to say, badassery on the attire, man, the style and aesthetics.
Thank you. I had a couple of options, but I decided to go with purple because it's my favorite color. And I like the little snake and it was very Halloween. And it was also like, with the snake, it was very like Taylor Swift Reputation. So I was kind of feeling that vibe.
Alrighty. So let me play the rest of just this video package so y'all can see the highlights of what this banger bout is, and then we'll talk more about it. Then we'll get into Goddess Among Us. Alrighty, here we go.
Oh, yeah, here's her not shaking my hand or touching gloves. Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Fuck you, bitch. I am not going to touch your gloves.
Bitch.
I will not touch the gloves. This clothesline in the corner, my goodness. It's right out of her. I got it right out of my little spot. Whoop-pow. Damn.
Ankle. Yeah, maybe they did an edit of that where it made it look like I just like snapped her leg. It was really funny.
And the winner by a technical knockout, Angelica, the Italian knockout.
Yeah.
Angelica, how are you feeling right now? You're very tired.
I'm so happy. The
thanked my coach, Liam. Then, Salem, 1632, and I can show my Italian style. I'm the best, and the Italian knockout!
Well, I want to clap it up because this was a hell of a bout, folks. I will say that. I will say that. Congratulations once more to the two of you for putting out one of the bouts of the night. But yeah, Italian stock knockout. She's here. She's ready to go. I got to say, first of all, give kudos to you because you left her limping. She was limping right after that bout.
That is true. That is true. I did one thing right.
Well, hold on here, woman. So we'll talk about it. So y'all can see our laughter and our faces and just appreciation of the overall psychology of the bout. You over here with Leon should have thrown in the towel. Like, Leon should have thrown in the towel.
He should have. Then I would have been undefeated still.
Oh, well.
Thanks, Leon. Thanks.
It's the Rocky Four, man. It's like, oh, snap, my international star, my international phenomenon, if you will, is going down. I cannot have this because I am a caring and good coach. And then he's like, she's like, no, threw that towel. Also, your facials in here were great. Just this, thank you very much. Like everything that went into this. And I love just, again, you're like, all right, she's bigger than me. She's a prize fighter. I'm going to work on the leg. I'm going to work on the ankle. Put in some doggone ankle locks. Go into the post. Like, everything worked, the psychology of it. This is probably, again, like, from what you did in your first bout compared to here, just skyrocket.
Yeah, yeah. It was definitely because in the last match against Veronica, even though she is a vet, I was bigger than her, so it was a little easier for me with the size differential. With Angelica, I'm pretty sure we weigh about the same. I'm taller than her, but like she's stacked. So, you know, I really had to be a lot more strategic this time and less just like powerful, you know?
And I mean, I look at Angelica's two bouts. So her first bout was back in 2022. This was her return as well. Like when she went against Andre the Sidewinder Shakti and being at that event and seeing it live, like Andre did her thing. Like they were meshed very well together because she was another LFC Madness participant at the time. Like here comes Andre and she's making her debut and make it a win. So was Angelica, but they copied each other very well, the takedowns and everything. But I think with this one, and I'll say this, not just because it's you son of a gun, and I'm going to sweep the leg, which by the way, leg sweep city. Yeah. Yeah. We'll put that over. But I think it's a difference in you know, different styles that really kind of mesh, like you two mesh just because it's like, I have a strategy. Hers was just like, okay, I'm the Sidewinder. I'm Andre Shakti. I could take her down. We could go blow for blow. But this was just like, this was more strategy and strategic as opposed to her first one. Not saying that the Andre Shakti bout was bad, but this one had a more fight feel to it. And also you had something to prove and she did because y'all wanted to still, somebody had to lose. And unfortunately, look at it like,
unfortunately it was me.
Yeah. But look at it like this. You didn't submit. You didn't tap. You just, you know, knockout.
Might have broken a rib. It's fine.
Might have broken a rib.
I didn't, but there was a second there where I thought I did. Just saying. Mean, she punches hard.
Well, you said it too, because like as soon as she hit in the gut, I heard you. You're just like, yeah, that hurt. I can tell it hurt. I even watched it in live time. And all of a sudden she does the cross and then right here. And I'm like, Jesus. Like,
yeah, it hurt. It hurt a lot.
So I got to ask you now, because you're thinking of bigger and better things. You have mentioned on this show that you would love to go against the Power Slam champion, Sheena, the Hungarian Hurricane Bathory. But would you like to do another rematch to, you know, kind of get a little rebound off of what we saw with you and Angelica, Italian knockout call? I think a lot of the fans would like to see around too.
That would be awesome. Yeah. No, I want to go against. Yeah, I definitely think we should have a rematch because. Run it back, okay? If she hadn't punched me in the ribs, I would have had that shit on lock, okay?
And I will say this
about... Gotta block my ribs next time. I got it.
All right, Cesarelli.
Lesson learned.
All right, Cesarelli, we see you still. Just
shut up.
And her opponent in the red corner with a record of 1 minute and 0 losses. She's a grappler, standing 5'8" and 145 pounds, fighting out of Oakland, California. Lauren, the adventurous...
So funny. Just well, all right. Well, we'll segue into this. So Katia Cortez is one of the producers on Goddess Among Us. So you're in a contest where there is some small little beef that is going down there with you and Katya. So you're in this contest. It is a badass contest. Let me pull this up. All righty, folks. So if you've not checked out the Goddess Among Us website, where we feature a great contest to determine and find out who is the most beautiful woman in the world. Now, I think you can concur with me on this. A goddess, and Sean Donnelly and I have had the same conversation. A goddess comes in many different forms, from the internal and external beauty. And for some people, Lauren Ceccarelli, which a lot of you should, because Goddess Among Us, vote for your favorite goddess. And we got one.
Look at that picture.
Let me just say something. The lighting, we got some sunlight. We got some great lighting. We got some, you know, just overall, I got to say, this is fly, no lie. This little attire that you got going on here, the colors max, the seductive face.
Thank you. The Dale Tup photos, I think that's who he is on Instagram. He took that. He's a good photographer. I just wanted to plug him. Sorry.
No, I'll put that plug in here. That's absolutely awesome. Shout out to him because the photographer does get the credit. I mean, Richard has taken great photos of you. So has Mr. Miles Long. But this one, what I like about it too, as well, is it says, I'm sexy. We want to find out more about me. Well, then here, click the link, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? Why aren't you clicking the link? Why aren't you voting for me? If that does not say vote for me, I don't know what does.
Exactly.
So what we get about this great page too is, and I'm going to put you over on this just because this bio is of epic proportions. And I don't even say that sarcastically. I cracked up as soon as I saw this just because it's just, this is bliss. I'm going to put it to you like this. It's bliss. Not good morning, Miss Bliss, like Saved by the Bell, but this is pure a bliss. So here we go. I should be the goddess because I am the full package. Beauty, check. Talent, check. Intelligence, check. And strength, check. You're hitting all the checklists, baby. I work hard and I look good doing it. Very nice. I'm confident and I won't let anyone dull my shine. First of all, dull my shine. Dull my shine. Nice.
Yeah, I'm a straight Shakespeare up in here.
But you know what it is too? Because I don't think I've ever, I think that expression is out there, but it's just, it's bluntness, but also at the same time, it's cute, it's unique, and it's creative. So, I mean, you got to give the creative marks on that too. So you got to be creative with everything you do.
Yeah, totally.
All right. And what's great about this too is, folks, is you get to know a little bit more about these fine goddesses up in here. So we'll start with the turn-ons. Sharp wit, charming smile, love to go on adventures because I see what you did there. Adventure X, so adventures. So yes, I like your style on that. And sharp wit and charming smile also is very, not only focal, and some may say it might be cliche, but I think just the overall check marks on a personality and one's being definitely has to go with the sharp wit and charming smile, right?
Obviously, especially sharp wit. There's a lot of people who think they're witty who are not witty, and it is annoying.
But pretty much what you're saying is you're stupid people. No, I'm not saying everybody.
And just... I want to be able to look at your face, and if you smile, it's like, oh, he's cute. I don't want to look at your face and you smile and be like, he's a creep. You know what I mean? Like...
Well, yeah, you don't want to be like friggin' Hannibal Lecter, friggin' Anthony Hopkins, and friggin' The Sounds of Lambs. Faba beans. Like,
yeah,
no.
Exactly. There's some people, they smile, and it's like, oh, you can stop. Thank you. Like, everybody's like, people should smile more. I'm like, some people don't need to smile more. It's okay.
I'll be completely honest with you in my school pictures. Okay, we're going to go here with Miss Charming Smile, and some people shouldn't smile. Like, I like my smile. Like, I really do. But at the same time, like, I don't really have to smile. I just, but like, I, you know what it is too? It's just because it's the E picture, because then it's a nice like smile or however you want to like have your facial tone. But then it's just like the E picture and you're just like E and it looks like that. And it's like, you're trying too hard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like pitch your day all over again. It gives me flashbacks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get you. I prefer to smolder in pictures too, because yeah, whenever I smile in pictures, it looks like, exactly what you said.
Exactly. And the turnoffs up in this piece, tries too hard to be funny, chauvinistic, hates adventure. Now let's put that one, hates adventure, because you're the Adventure X and, well, you like to go on adventures. So if you're not adventurous, then what the hell are you doing?
Exactly. If you hate adventure, it's not going to work out. We have a fundamental difference in values and sorry, but you got to go.
But that's the overall thing too as well. First of all, what are you, JoJo, up in here? Leave, get out right now. It's the end of you. Take it back to middle school for everybody.
I sang that song in a talent show once.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's epic. Okay, JoJo. First of all, just on a side note, JoJo had like two hits and then what? What the hell? We had Leave, Get Out, and then Baby, It's You.
Her record label, I don't know exactly what happened, but her record label screwed her bad. That was another situation. I think she's also, like Taylor Swift, re-recording all of her stuff too.
Let's fucking go. So what's such an underrated vocalist, right? Like, she was really...
She was like 13 when she put her first single out. She sounded way more mature than that for vocally.
Like her and fucking Stacey Orico, man. Hate you, but I love you. I'm stuck on you. There's got to be more to life. Like, give me some Stacey Orico up in here too, man.
Yeah, I wish I sounded like that when I was fucking 13 years old. Fucking, I was okay. I was not JoJo.
Nah, I mean, first of all, I can't sing worth a goddamn, to put it in the bluntest of terms, but I'll sing in the showers where I'll sound my best, as a lot of people do when they say. But I think also as well from the vocalization around that time, like you had Crystal talk about, I'm a supergirl and I'm here to save the world. Yes, I went the Princess Diaries route. Miracles happen in Myra. We had these young girls, these young starlets, if you will, just going out there and killing it at fucking 14 and 15. And it's like, fuck, I wish I could sing like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Oh, my goodness. So, all right. Chauvinistic show. Definitely a pet peeve for the adventurous over here. Chauvinistic.
No.
That's a negative?
I don't do that. And the first sign of chauvinism, I'm like a bird. I'll only fly away.
Thank you, Nelly Furtado. Okay. So, tries too hard.
That song, like, if you really listen to lyrics, it's like, damn, this is...
But you know what I got to say to that, right? Friggin' I'll fly, woo, 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 woo. Now, tries too hard to be funny. Now, I'm sure a lot of us can attest that we know a lot of people that are like that. So, on tries too hard to be funny, who overdo it, so to speak.
Can't do it. Cannot do it. Sorry. I don't have the patience for that. I know some people do. I don't. Sorry. I don't have the patience for that. I'm really doing you a favor by not blowing up at you every 5 minutes for telling awful jokes. Really.
Like, yeah, remember that one time, like, three guys go into a bar. Like, no, right? Just like, no, they try too hard on the funniness.
Yeah, or like, oh, there's no barcode on it. I guess it's probably free. Or shit like that. It's like, dude, everyone's told that joke. Go find something original, please. Or just don't tell jokes. It's fine. You don't need to be funny if you're not good at it. Or if you won't at least attempt to be better at it.
Yeah, the 5 second rule. You know, the teacher's not here. Let's go. Yeah. Huh? No. Like, who hasn't done the 5 second rule with teachers and stuff? Like, everybody's fucking done that.
Yeah,
right?
When you're like, five? Are you still five? No.
All right. Well, I'll give you one. It's like white chicks. You go friggin' Nikoi salad. Nikoi salad. Like friggin' like when they're doing the jokes and the Omama jokes and white chicks. Like, and she orders a Nikoi salad. A Nikoi salad, right? Huh? Gotta like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Fair enough. But yes. And tequila sunrise favorite drink. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
That is genuine. I do love me some tequila sunrise.
And Mamma Mia Tutti Frutti Manja for the pizza for the favorite food.
Oh yeah, of course. Gotta love the pizza. It's everybody's favorite food. Even if you don't like pizza, you love pizza.
Do you put pineapples on that pizza?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Clap it up.
I'm not ashamed. Okay. I just am adventurous. Okay. Comes with the territory.
All right. Any pizza topping, that's a no for you.
Ketchup. There's this one wrestler with full queer named Brian Baum. He's from New York. I don't know if this is a New York thing.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on.
If so, fuck the whole West Coast. But they put East Coast. But he puts fucking ketchup on his pizza. And it's like, that's sacrilege. That's got to give you like stomach issues. Like, that's going to fuck you up.
Okay, first of all, all right, I'm not going to, you know what? As soon as you said New York, I'm like, hey, wait a minute here. Long Island represents East Coast, motherfucker. So no, I'll put it like this. As a New Yorker, I can say this full blown, growing up on Long Island, living in New York for over 20 plus years of my life, I have never, never, ever put ketchup on a pizza.
Okay.
Never. I can say that. Like, first of all, it's unique. I understand where you're coming from because the stomach, the gurgles, like putting.
Yeah, right. That can't be healthy.
I get it. I mean, do your thing. If you like ketchup on a pizza, you know, you like ketchup on a pizza. Some people will put anything on pizza.
Yeah, and some people do genocide. I'm not going to be like, yeah, no, that's fine. Do your thing.
Genocide, pizza, sacrilege. Oh my goodness. Okay, so. Then we go. Now, is this the whole spicy thing? Because zodiac signs thing is like, I'm an Aries, and I'll say this. We all have our techniques. We all have our vibes about us from the horoscope side of things. Sagittarius up in this piece.
I am a Sagittarius, yes. Like Britney Spears and Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift.
It's the feistiness. I will say this. If you notice about a Sagittarius, they got the attitude, they got the feistiness, they got the bluntness to speak your mind type of vibes. I mean, I can see it. I can see it. You got that swag. I get it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I'm trying to give something to it. I mean, there's something that was said. Okay. All right. You want to get at me like that, Sagittarius. But there's a lot of things about Sagittarius that we notice, you know, the oomph, so to speak. I'm giving you the oomph. I'm putting over your characteristics, man. I'm just
saying. Thank you. I appreciate it. No, I'm just being sarcastic.
All right. I'm just saying. Don't know what you're talking about up in here. Like, I could even see it. Like, friggin' the sass of Cesarelli. We'll go back to that in a minute. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, God.
I'm kidding. So, job, professional wrestler, of course. Ambition, to make a living off professional wrestling and content creation. Well, we'll put this out here, ma'am, for those who have not checked out Laura, whether it be in the respectful manner on her OnlyFans, her wrestling career, and her thus far journey at LFC. I think you're starting off on a good pace, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So that is getting to know a little bit more about the adventuress up in here doing her thing on Goddess Among Us, which you should vote for her number one, but also number two. We mentioned prizes, the title of the most beautiful woman in the world. And I think you can equate, like we mentioned in today's forum, goddesses, many things. It could be an adventuress. It could be whatever it may be to you. There's so many different internal and external beauties, body type, shapes, and sizes. But at the end of the day, a woman and people as a whole, we're all beautiful and we're all applying our crafts to this thing that we call life, right?
Yep, that is very true.
So, Goddess Among Us up in here. Now, with the title of Goddess Among Us comes the most beautiful woman in the world and comes a whole lot of cha-ching, ching-ching, money, do-re-mi, so to speak, and prizes and everything. I swear, go to the website, folks. How awesome would that be for you to win this doggone contest, number one, and also the title of the most beautiful woman in the world?
It would mean a lot. Like, I'd be like, oh, damn, they actually took my bio seriously. Sweet. This is rad. Cool.
But no, I think it's creative because most, all right, well, we're going to go this route since, you know, you're just dull my shine up in this piece. There are some people, like, if you read someone's bio, and I'll put this over, it sounds like they're applying for Miss America. And I'm like, why y'all trying too hard? Like, just freaking, like, be honest with it. You know what I'm saying?
That's not how people apply to Miss America.
Oh, no. Just fucking.
That's what I was thinking while I wrote my bio. I guess this is why I'm not Miss America. I've been doing it wrong the whole time.
Of course. Just freaking, like, oh, I mean, how many times are we going to say, like, world peace, you know, feed the hungry? Well, okay, it's Bruce Almighty when he's like, Lord, feed the hungry and do what's best for mankind. How was that? Great. If you're running for Miss America, Morgan Freeman, Jim Carrey with the prayer beads. That's what it's like. That's what he's talking about in that thing with the prayer beads and Jennifer Aniston. If you've not seen Bruce Almighty, it's a classic. Go out of your way and see
film.
It.
Yeah. It's
hey, butt-dwelling monkey. Did that monkey just come out your crack, man? I'm a dork, I know. But it's like that type of moments. And you look at prayer beads, which is very nice. It's very spiritual for the moment. But yes, you know what I'm saying? But it's nice to see something unique. So I think the uniqueness of the bio really engages one to vote for you. I'm sort of like that.
Good. I'm surprised no one... I thought everybody would be saying the same shit. Now I feel self-conscious.
No, I'm going to say this right now. Chris Blackwell, who is the Raven, Chris the Raven Blackwell, had one of the most memorable bouts in LFC history. She went very detailed, but here's the thing about it. And I think just knowing the person as a whole, right? Knowing what's in here and knowing what's in here, right? I think knowing what you have in here and in here, ma'am, which is the most important as I'm doing that. So when it comes to the heart, you're putting it, but you're also being you. And that's what goes with anything in life, genuinity and overall authenticity, right? So with Chris, like hers is just like, I'm a goddess. This is why I feel like this about women and whatnot. And then knowing the woman that she is, it's very genuine. So it's also about knowing the person and also feeling the inflection of what they're writing. But think about how they would speak it, so to speak, right?
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a vibe, man. And you're a part of this Goddess Among Us. You are part of LFC. You're doing your wrestling thing, which I will say once more. If you're not checking out Adventures in Science and just the overall stuff that's going on with Full Queer, a lot of stuff is going on from the creative side of things, man. Like, I've been really enjoying what y'all have been doing from the creative side of things. It's really, really entertaining.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a lot of fun.
You're very welcome. And I'm going to say this right now. Not only is Full Queer damn doggone good promotion, not just because you're in it, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, but you have a lot of great athletes that are really showcasing a lot of diversity and a lot of genuinity and authenticity. And I think a lot of stuff gets a lot of great play like out there, because I think you can agree with me on this. Whether it's an all-women's promotion, whether it's Full Queer, whether it's wrestling and the diverse aspect of it, I think it's great to see more companies coming to fruition, because we need a lot of that out there today.
Yeah, definitely. More places to work, more chances to cross-promote. You know, it's just, it's better for business. Competition is good.
And controversy creates a cash, as one Eric Bischoff once said, and competition breeds competition, and overall thriveness brings thriveness. And yeah, I'll put it like that. I don't know what I just said. I feel like friggin' brother and the wedding singer. Whoa, I don't even know what I just said. But what I said was very apparent and honest and blunt of just thrive, man, because you get to see a lot of great people like this one over here grind and strive. And ma'am, one last thing I will ask you, because like I said, it's always a blast talking to you, talking about Goddess, talking about your bout. And Leon, you should have threw in the doggone towel, man.
Damn it, Leon.
Damn it, Leon.
Ask me my undefeated streak, you jerk. How dare you want your athlete to win and listen to her?
Hey, he took a bump before you even came out. Friggin' Bella Madison and that whole beef that's been going on friggin' collided right into them, and he took a bump off the ring apron and fell on his ass.
His own damn fault. He shouldn't have gotten involved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Idiot.
So, all right. Well, we talked about two idiots. Leon falling on his ass, and Joel's like, fuck you and your silver medalist.
Yeah. Everyone's coach is an idiot but mine.
Audrey Monique and friggin' coach of the freaking only loyal fans team. Jesus. That's what it is. It's the women. You're smarter than us. It is Eric Matthews. All right. I'll throw another one at you because you'll appreciate this one. It's like Eric Matthews in the hit episode of Boy Meets World where Donna Summer's hot stuff is in there. They're all dancing at the club and they're all acting like fools and they're dancing to win back their women, so to speak. And Eric Matthews gives that emphatic speech. Men are idiots. I mean, we're idiots. That's pretty much what it is. Take that Boy Meets World episode and blow it up. That's pretty much what it is.
So yeah, no. Eric Matthews was spitting facts.
Matthews was spitting facts. I like your style. Okay. So one final question, ma'am. As like I said, we're always all over the place, but I like your vibe and I like your style and your buck wildness. Dare I say buck wild, but it's a good buck wild. So ma'am, Goddess Among Us. It is a contest. If you're not voting, if you're not checking it out, vote for your favorites. As I'm pointing the finger at you. Goddess. It means so many things to many different people as we're talking about in today's forum. What does a goddess truly mean to Lauren the Adventuress Ceccarelli?
Someone who's really gorgeous and accomplished and is really good at stuff. And, well, I might know someone like that.
Okay, fair enough. I like that answer. And wink, wink, nudge, nudge. For the Adventurous Ceccarelli. I love you, man. I love that answer. So before we close this out, Miss Lauren, the Adventurous Ceccarelli, where can we follow you on all forms of social media?
God, what did I say? If it's not Laura Fraser Kick, don't worry about it. Yes. That's what I said. Okay. Yes.
If you follow our Pop Culture History podcast, which will come out before this on my channel, you'll know where that comes from. It's my favorite saying now for social media. Do it. I love it. Check it out. And if you want to check out this show, lfcfights.com, check out the Lauren the Adventurous Ceccarelli LFC podcast episodes, her edition on Tommy Bellart Sketchy and Funny, her edition on LFC Exposed latest episode, Joe Kane, go fuck yourself is what she says. And you can check out lfcfights.com.
And I meant it.
You can check out LFC 35 and LFC 30 and all the LFC events and those two bouts with Angelica Coe and Veronica, the VP Payne for Miss Lauren Ceccarelli. And check out StephenMikeShow.com and LFCFights.com and my YouTube channel and all audio platforms where you can get this, because God damn it, we all need these audio platforms to listen. Earbuds, eargasms with my mellow accent, no diggity, no doubt. I'm going to shut up. So for Lauren the Adventurous Ceccarelli, my name is Mike Larkin. As always, to close this show, beauty, strength, and dominance, the three key elements that make women the work of art that they are, and goddesses, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, and Lauren the Adventurous Ceccarelli, I include you in those sentiments. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. Sorry, my lighting sucks.
Darkness falls across the land. Because we just gave you a thriller of a podcast. Yes. All right. We'll see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Come talk to me. I love the way you're on to me. Looking at you, looking like you're wondering if we're here for the same reason. And I bet you wanna lay in the sun, getting love drunk, sticking like honey. Yeah, I bet you're here for some fun with that someone, feeling that something. If you're looking for a good time, good time, honey, I'm right here. If you're looking for a good time, honey, I'm